You're listening to The Breakfast Show on Faith FM with Kathy and Lawson. Lawson, I do not know if you're hearing this, but I think it's just worthy to let our listeners, you know, to reemphasize this. Do not try the dog food diet. Or the baby food diet that is being trendy on TikTok.
Yeah. Don't try it because I'm doing both of them at the same time and have found amazing success and gains, and I don't want you to look as good as me. That's what we're trying to say. Nah, I'm just kidding, obviously. Yeah, dude. Like, misinformation on social media as to, like, what is good for you.
44% of millennials, they trust whatever health advice they see on TikTok.
That's wild. Dude, like, just eat some vegetables. Like, what's stopping you? Just have a diet with, like, vegetables and, like, I don't know, eat some eggs sometime maybe if you don't want to eat all vegetables. But, like, just eat
beans, peas, tofu.
Like, just live your best life eating veggies. Like, you've got everything you need. Dog food and baby food, bro, stop it. Stop it. That's gross. Come on. You're better than that. We believe you. If you are listening to Faith FM, you are better than that. And also, you could probably get the answer to this next quiz question. Here we go. Simply this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only... dot, dot, dot. We have three different answers here. Multiple choice. A, deceiving myself. B,
all this baby
a resounding
food.
Gong. Or C, a stringless harp. A, B, or C there. A, deceiving myself. B, a resounding gong. Or C, a stringless harp. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only... Give us the answer there. Was it A, deceiving myself, B, a resounding gong, or C, a stringless harp? If you know the answer, the Faith FM cap is on offer. We are spinning the wheel every single day. You're able to win an amazing prize. Send us in your answer, and we could potentially be sending this hat out to you that apparently is going to be autographed by all of us, or just me. I thought it was all. I think it's all of us. It should be all of us.
Let's play the chances. We don't know who's going to be famous in the future. Right? Probably it's not going to be me, but I think there's a high chance to either be either Brian or Lawson.
Yeah.
So come on in. You're going to get the chance to get an autographed Faith FM cap that you never know.
Maybe
worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'm investing in Vine. We're having actually a bit of a cute moment in the studio. We've got a really open window here that people are walking past, and we just had a dad and his son walk past, and the dad's like, come, look, they're talking on radio. And the son was like really shy, like, oh, I don't want them to see me. But yeah, that was really cute. This is the benefits of broadcasting from Big Camp. And hey, look, if you're here, if you're listening at the moment up in Stewart's Point, come meet us. Come say hello. You know, we've got this little window out the front there. Come and say hello. Come, you know, give us some words and whatnot.
We'll give us a shout out
to know you.
Yeah, 0491-064-669. Hey, let us know. What are your thoughts on our news today? Doing the exercise, you know, aid to Ukraine or loving your neighbor. You know, we're talking about eating baby food and dog food. These are the new fad diets that, you know, a whole bunch of people are entering. Like, do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know. 0491-064-669. Would you eat dog food as part of your regular diet so that you can increase your protein intake? We want to know. Yes, convince us. Convince us. But I say, I would be very hard to be convinced on that one.
Yeah.
Also, let's jump into our 20 million movement Bible discovery here today. Our theme this week is standing for the truth. So we're looking at the whole theme of the great controversy, the great battle, the conflict between good and evil. And one of the elements in that is that, well, evil will try to persecute those who remain faithful to God's principle of love. We just had an amazing talk here about love in the artificial intelligence world that we are, what real love is. And the Bible says that the people of God would be persecuted just because they were followers of him. But the other side of the coin is the persecuting powers are not going to prevail. The persecuting powers are not going to have the last word because some of these people, the real believers, the real disciples, those who are really on the side of God, they will be standing up for the truth, even to the point of their own life. And we're going to be exploring a little bit of that idea of standing up for truth, particularly in a world, Lawson, where more and more people are having their rights to express their faith, their views, taken away from them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are seeing this in all senses. You know, I love we're talking with Ty about real love in an AI world. The world more and more, along with AI, we've seen this, you know, rise of globalism, this rise of connectedness and more and more, I guess, you know, the rise of cancel culture as well, which I think, you know, cancel culture in some senses is good. Like, I think at times maybe finding out that someone is like a horrific person and them going to jail for it, if you call that canceling, I'm kind of all for it. If, you know, whether it's like a Harvey Weinstein type or whatever it may be, like, yeah, I think stop giving voices to actual monsters and criminals who, we'll give them a voice, we give them a trial, but I think simultaneously the rise of, you know, cancel culture of, oh, you say something that's against the norm, whatever it may be, that is against the flow of current society, and people are so against that. I feel as though this is a, in the Western world, a kind of soft version of that, the canceling culture that takes place, but you know, leading to greater and greater and greater persecution that can happen legislatively. So it is so important to focus on. Where are we going to start? We're going to get into the Bible.
Let's get into the Bible. Why don't we start with Jude verses 3 and 4?
Yeah, I love this. Hey, the Bible says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." Continues on, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, so Jude was, who was Jude, Lawson? Jude was one of the disciples of Jesus.
Yes.
Not some, in some translations, it's the letter of Judas, but there were two Judases. One is the one who betrayed Jesus, and yes, the other one is the other Judas, as the Bible sometimes calls him.
Yes.
And one of the things that is being said here, like they're building up these communities around the lordship of Jesus Christ. And they have this passion, this desire. They're like their spiritual fathers in some way. And they want to see these churches succeeding. So he passionately writes this letter to them, warning them about certain risks and hazards that will come to them in the spiritual world that they want them to be mindful about. They want them to be smart about. And says, hey, there's some men who have crept unnoticed. So people just like yourselves, among yourselves, that turn the grace of God into lewdness. What do you understand about that idea, Lawson, of turning God's grace into lewdness?
Yeah, great question. I think ultimately, I believe it's referencing here potentially the idea of, you know, the grace of God being given to those, well, we understand the grace of God is given to those who come before God, confess and repent, and then continue to experience change. God works in them to grow them, to help them to overcome sin. And I think the grace of God being turned into lewdness is the grace of God becomes something that is just thrown around willy-nilly to, you know, to cover, to say, hey, look, we can do this and we can do this and we can do this because of grace. Hey, we don't need to worry about this because of grace. We don't need to have standards because of grace. We don't need to, you know, in another section of the Bible, it calls this trampling the grace of God underfoot. And it's particularly referencing sinning with the knowledge of sin and being unrepentant of that sin. You know, it's turning it into grace, into something that's cheap, into something that's not transformative. God gives us grace for rehabilitation and healing. And it's saying here, no, it just becomes something that is, it's lewd. It goes anywhere. It does it. It's unfaithful grace. It's anywhere and everywhere. And it doesn't actually have a purpose or a function.
That's right. Like, to use a parenting metaphor here, Lawson, these considering the grace or turning the grace of God into lewdness. Imagine a son knows that his father loves him dearly. And because of that, you know what? Because I know that my father loves me so much, I'm going to be hurting him all the more.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show. Connect with us on 0491 064 669.
I'm going to be hurting him all the more. I'm going to be hurting myself all the more. I'm going to be hurting others all the more because, hey, God, you know, my father loves me. So it does not matter what I do. It does not matter what I do with my life. Well, yes, your father loves you and he wants your life to be a beacon of a blessing wherever you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
He loves you so because he wants you to walk in righteousness. But so there were people that were advocating for this do whatever you want kind of a thing that God will always forgive and understand and all of that, this connection. But the advice here that he gives to the church is not just to ignore this man. What is the advice that he's giving them here, Lawson, verse 3?
Well, in verse 3, the Bible says, you know, to contend earnestly for the faith. I love this verse. Contend earnestly. And it doesn't say necessarily like fight, invade countries or whatever. But this is where we're not talking about holy wars. We're not talking about inquisitions. It's contending earnestly. It is being ready and always ready to share the truth and to combat error with truth.
That's right. Just not say, yeah, you know, this is what it is and not my problem. Jude is saying, hey, I actually want you to contend earnestly, to really put in an effort. So that these narratives, these false narratives about God, they won't prevail, that you will be a witness.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I do not, you know, I do not see things this way. I don't think that this is what God is like. Yeah, and to really put in the effort. So this is a standing up for the truth.
Which is, by the way, is one of the things that God is calling all people to do. Like when we talk about standing up for the truth and being ready to give account, you know, we're not just talking about preachers and pastors from the front of the pulpit, but rather standing for truth is represented in the actions of those taking a stand for biblical truth in the workplace, taking a stand for, hey, you know, there is a certain, you know, maybe things that people are asking you to do that compromise your standards based on what God has convicted you about. And the Bible is calling you to stand for those things, to say, hey, no, this is what God has called me to do. And the further advice that the Bible gives, I think particularly the early chapters of Acts, where it says, I'd rather obey God than man. I'd rather obey his word first.
And I think that here, Lawson, we need additional Bible wisdom here. Because one thing, okay, we are to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. But how do we do it?
Yeah.
It's important.
Great question.
And what is the consequence? Like, should we do it, for example, if this means that we're going to go to jail? If this means that our families are going to lose their livelihoods? What are the limits of that? Let's keep exploring that.
That's a great question.
So what about Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10?
Okay, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. That is a powerful encouragement. Yeah, I love the book of Revelation. We have particularly the opening chapters of Revelation talking to the churches here, and this is talking to the persecuted church. And in their particular scenario, John is writing to a specific church that existed in the context of, you know, the first century AD, but simultaneously we have a greater prophecy for both representing a period of history of heavy Christian persecution and simultaneously, you know, advice to all those being persecuted. Hey, despite the penalties, the jail time, the prison time, the tribulation that will come upon you, stand for truth. God will strengthen you.
So if we were to choose between going to jail, being persecuted, or denying the faith, what should we choose? And this is the thing, Lawson. The city of Smyrna. The city of Smyrna was a city that was a very much a Roman-aligned city. Okay? One of the things that happened there is this. Sometimes once a year, everybody was supposed to bring an offering to Caesar and to burn that offering and to declare that Caesar is Lord.
Wow.
How do you think it was for the first Christians when they said, we are sorry. Jesus is Lord. We can respect Caesar as a man, but we cannot respect him as a God.
Yeah.
Because this is not what he is. We'd be going against our conscience. Mm. Now, one man called Polycarp.
Yeah, wow.
He famously laid down his life because of that. He ended up being burned at a stake. And he was, when he was confronted by the Roman authorities and saying, hey, why don't you just, you're an old man. Why don't you just go there, pay your respects to Caesar, offer him some sacrifices, and you go home and you can live your life. Mm. And this is what he said. He said, 86 years have I served him. Talking about Jesus.
Mm.
And he has done me no wrong. How can I speak evil of my king who saved me?
Mm.
That was his answer.
Wow.
An 86-year-old man. How is he contending? Well, he's standing up. He's not contending, not by power, not by might, but by Holy Spirit, by a spirit of meekness, by a spirit of peace, of kindness. But he says, you know, this is my stand. I can't do this. Why would I do something wrong and speak evil of my king, Jesus, who never done me any wrong?
Yeah, this reminds me of, I love the story of Daniel chapter 3, of the young man standing on the plains in Babylon before a 30-meter statue that Nebuchadnezzar had erected with the command, once the music begins to play, you must worship this statue and bow down ultimately to the supremacy of Nebuchadnezzar and furthermore Babylon. And it was only three out of probably a fair few Jews that were there and thousands of people and magistrates and whatnot who had been brought from all over the world to serve the king Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. Only three men stood, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they stand and the question comes to them, you know, why are you standing here? Nebuchadnezzar furious with them. And they say to Nebuchadnezzar, they're like, well, we will never bow down. We will never, ever give our allegiance to any idol. We are Jews. We serve and follow Yahweh. And he will deliver us because he can. But even if he doesn't, we will never bow down. We will never stop. And, you know, the beautiful story, they go into the furnace. They don't get burned. There's another standing with them in the fire. This is a pre-incarnate Jesus, the Son of God, standing with them, delivering them from the flames. And again, I love that their response, you know, and think about what these people have experienced. Their city, their home has been besieged. They've been taken as captives by young boys. They've likely been through unicy as well. They serve a king that, you know, at one point was just like, hey, I'm going to kill all of you. I'm going to get rid of everyone in the wise class because you're all frauds and fakers. And they stand there before him and at the threat of violence against themselves, you know, they don't fight with violence back. You know, they don't come up or hatch a plan for some kind of assassination or whatever it may be. They're like, no. We don't need to do that. We don't need to take out our enemies. We need to stand in truth. And as a result, God was glorified. And in that case, you know, they lived. In Polycarp's case, he died. But regardless, God was glorified. And I think this is the best outcome that
we can. It's true. And this is what Revelation says here, Lawson, that you just read. And you're right. There's tons of examples in the Bible of men and women of integrity that were brave enough to stand up for the truth, even to the point of laying down their own life.
Yeah.
And this is what Jesus says here in Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, there is a reason why he's writing and he's using that analogy, that image of the crown of life. Because in Smyrna, when the priests of the pagan religions died, there's a big temple there of Dionysius. And when the priests of Dionysius died, after serving faithfully until death, their god, Dionysius, they were crowned with a crown of flowers.
Yeah, wow.
And God is Jesus saying here, hey, if you remain, you're going to be receiving not that flower, not a perishable earthly crown of flowers, but a crown of life that endures forever. Death is not the last word. You can stay faithful and true, and I am going to honor you because you will not die forever, no. But I will raise you up in the last day.
You're listening to the Breakfast Show podcast on Faith FM, positively different.
In a previously sunny Stewart's Point Convention Center where we're at Big Camp right now, until the heavens have opened.
Yarra Holiday Park.
That's right. The heavens have opened and we're seeing some rain fall from the sky, which, you know, everyone camping here, for some it doesn't bode well. You know, just it is a matter of preparation though. Hey guys, final quiz question for the Faith FM cap that you can win today, which will be signed by, you know, myself, Joseph, Shell, and most importantly, Brian. Hey, look, our next quiz question is this. John 13:34, the Bible says, Jesus tells us he has given us a new commandment to love whom like he... Okay, to love... Okay, this is important. Formatting here. Jesus has told us, who do we need to love like he loved us? Okay, so he has loved us. Who then do we need to love like that love that he loved us with? If you know who this person is, if you know who this class of people is that we need to love, 0491-064-669. Of course, it's coming from John 13:34. A little bit of a clue there. 0491-064-669. That is the number to text. If you text that number with the correct answer, of course, that awesome Faith FM cap with Brian and myself and Shell and Joseph's signature will be there. Brian's in the studio with us at the moment.
Leave the signature off if you want.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't have to be signed.
It doesn't have to be signed. If you think that it's going to ruin your cap,
we can sign it on like the brand.
Don't sign this.
We can sign it on the inside so that like it doesn't ruin the aesthetics of the cap. But honestly, like I've worn signed caps before. I've gotten caps signed by like my favorite sports people. And there's always a story behind it.
It's a story behind it.
Every
yes.
time, you know, and we've talked, Joseph, on the radio show about being the coolest guy in the room. Dude, this is one of the ways you can be that.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a story. There's a story. Absolutely.
Hey, we've got some text messages in. We've got people writing in all over the place. Let's get into them. We've got Wayne here. He says, good morning, everyone. Blessings. Reading Ellen G. White says, in Spirit of Prophecy, I saw that it is our duty in every case to obey the laws of our land, unless they conflict with the higher law which God spoke with an audible voice from Sinai, and afterward engraved on stone with his own finger. I'll put the laws into their mind and write them on their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Amen. Have a great day.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a very sound biblical principle.
Very sound. So we obey every law of the land unless they're conflicting with the higher law of God.
Of course, Jesus would summarize this in a simple thing, talking about tax. He would say, return unto Caesar what is Caesar's, return unto God what is God. Our ultimate obligation is to God, secondarily, you know, either to our family, our friends, our country, you know, like... we have, and also I think that those who are living the Christian life will be the best citizens a country could hope for. Actually, someone that I know quite well, was having a conversation with a broker recently and, you know, trying to get a home loan, you know, see what they can do for a house. And the question came up, hey, are you a Christian? And they were like, yes. And then they further asked, they said, are you a Seventh-day Adventist Christian? And she said, yes, I am. And it's like, are you like a dedicated Seventh-day Adventist Christian? And, you know, this person was like, oh, yes, I am. And the broker said to them, and they weren't a Seventh-day Adventist. They, they had shared about their previous history in Christianity, but at the time, you know, just working as a broker or whatnot. And they said, oh, that's fantastic. We'll actually get you a better percentage on your loan because we know that Seventh-day Adventist Christians have less expenses on like alcohol and meat. They have less health problems. Like we have seen that in my work as a broker, every Seventh-day Adventist that I've dealt with has had an easier time doing their home loan repayments, paying their mortgage because of the lifestyle they live. If we live as biblically based Christians, we are better citizens as a result. That is simply the case. And so when laws come up that conflict with our faith, we should take heed and know that no, this is against even the person who's making the law against us. It is against their best interest to do this to me, because as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, we are a benefit to them because we show genuine love, we care, all these different things. They're very interesting.
And their how as well. We talk about their how. It has to be done with love. And what is love? Well, it has to be done with all this disagreeing. It has to be done with kindness. It has to be done with respect. It has to be done with not in an unbecoming way.
Absolutely. As Jesus did.
Yes. Mm. So the next one, Stuart sent a message and he said, I don't believe you interviewed Ty Gibson. It was his AI self. Shout out to Stuart, our listener here, a friend who is camping here with us, Lawson. And look, Stuart, if you write this question again in 10 years' time, I might, believe in you. But the thing is, Ty was here. I hugged him. He was flesh and bones.
We saw his face.
It was not a robot. It was not a recording. He was here. And for those of our listeners who are camping here, and Stuart's point at the big camp, you can just walk past our big glass window. We look like we're inside of an aquarium here, and you can see us.
Ty. Yeah. Hey, he wrote another question as well, Stuart. He said, I found a great conundrum. Saved by grace and don't worry about sinning. In the next breath, sinners will go straight to hell and burn eternally. We're talking here about a lot of evangelical Pentecostal type of doctrine. And because we were talking about, the grace of God being lewd, as the Bible says in Jude, just being thrown on anything willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's very confusing.
And this confusion is preacher's doctrine. Like, on one hand, grace is so cheap, thrown over anything. God isn't expecting anything from you. But then sinners go to hell for eternity. And it's like, if grace is so cheap, who is going to that hell?
And that faulty theology basically says that once saved, always saved.
Yeah.
So they make the whole work of God in someone's life, they distill that to just one moment when you say, God, please save me. Amen. And all of a sudden you can continue to live as a demon.
Yeah. And it's forced to be.
And you will be saved.
It's forced to be so because the perspective of God's punishment of sin is a sadistic, eternal torture versus what the Bible actually posits, which is an event where God cleanses the universe of sin. And you have the decision to either be, cleansed and live eternally, or be cleansed and not live eternally, like to be forever gone. You know, this is the Bible makes it clear that the dichotomy, the true dichotomy here, is eternal life or perishing.
Yes.
And perishing is when you perish, you perish. And so, very
cease to exist.
That's right.
And so this is wrong. I agree with you, Stuart. This is wrong in so many levels. And you know what? It also makes those who haven't said the words from other religions appear that, they're automatically lost. Mm. How can you make that judgment? Mm. The Bible doesn't do that judgment. It says that there's God-fearing people everywhere. It says that God has his own people, even inside of Babylon. He has sheep that are not of that fold. So again, another example of how sometimes man-made traditions, they take precedence over the clear, thus says the Lord. Thank you, Stuart, for your message. Braden said something about cancel culture, Lawson. What did he say?
Yeah, he said, your mention about cancel culture made me think about our current society where we cancel people calling out evil people. I heard about information that has come out about the gender conversation company, WPATH, I'm not sure what that is, but
WPATH is the Worldwide Association for Transgender Health Professionals. Okay. Yeah.
And thought back to the atrocities committed to girls in Africa by demonic warlords. I think it inappropriate for radio to mention what they were doing. But people and WPATH now do the same things and worse, and are heralded as doing great things for humanity. So yes, if by cancel culture you mean throwing these evil people in prison and honoring those calling them out, I will agree with you. And I think that there is such a need to gain a perspective that has a solid foundation that considers the atrocities of the past. I think that is incredibly important. The things that people have advocated for in the past, how evil they've been, and the truth that we need to rely on.
You're listening to the Breakfast Joe podcast on Faith FM. Positively different.
Guys, no more. No more questions, just answers. And spinning the wheel. Like, this is the thing every single day this week. We are spinning the wheel, giving you a prize. So get ready. Right now, we've got our wheel loaded up. Let's get that thing spinning. Okay, spinning. It's going. And, we have a winner. Congratulations to Liz, who has won the cap. The potentially signed cap. Actually, one of our entrants for the quiz, Sky, she said, we just want Lawson's signature, which I thought was really funny.
Lawson, I don't think she said that because it says, we just want Lawson's signed. I think this is what she says. We're talking about AI politicians. And she just, like, we just want... So we don't know.
You need to clarify this for us.
Do you want Lost signed? Because I also want Lost signed. Or do you want Lost and signature? It's unclear here. We need more context.
But actually, sorry, Sky, you didn't win. So shout out to Liz. Congratulations. We'll get that one out to you. Fantastic work answering questions throughout the day.
And Sky shared a very funny story here. She says that every Colin Buchanan tour we go, we get a CD, and we get a signature on my son's shirt. For your information, check the back of a shirt before buying it or before getting it signed. Because in that case, her son was wearing a lizard drinking.
Yeah, it was like her shirt was like a lizard with
drinking like a beer or something.
And I can imagine like Colin goes to sign it and she's like, ooh, what's that? And she's like, oh, that's actually ginger beer. That's what it says here on the text message. So, that's so funny.
That is funny.
Hey, let's get through some of the answers here. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. I remember, I shared a little story about this, singing this in church, actually with Shell Southwell, Maitland Church, with producer Shell, you know, having a great time singing that one. The next one here in 1 John 4:18, not verse 8, but 18. What does John tell us perfect love will do? It will cast out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Often, you know, we were considering this last night in the Young Adults 10 as Ty was preaching. People have fear regarding love, relationship, commitments, because it's like, oh, what if I get abandoned? What if this love doesn't last? But it says here, perfect love, the perfect love that comes from God, it casts out all fear of abandonment, all fear and worry of coming to an end, all fear. We have the next one here. Now, this is more referencing 1 John 4:8. It says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Why is that? Because God is love. God is love. Next one here, 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only what? What? The answer here is quite funny, I think, Joseph. Because like the answers that we provided, you know, it's like I'm deceiving myself. I'm like, okay, that sounds a little bit more ethereal. That sounds a little bit more, like conceptual and whatnot. But no, it was actually making an example. The answer here was a resounding gong. You know, I sound like, I've been to the music store recently. I've seen the gongs hanging up there in the music store in Newcastle that cost like $1,000 per cymbal. And it's talking about, man, if you have not love, even though you do all these things, you know, even if you prophesy, you'll sound like someone just banging that gong over and over and over again. It's not pleasant. It's not pretty. We need love to season, to flavor our words, to make them godly. Then finally here, John 13:34, Jesus tells us he has given us a new commandment, and that commandment is to love one another. Beautiful stuff there. Our theme was love. We had Ty in sharing about real love and as he's doing so in his tent over this week at Big Camp. But yeah, awesome. We got a text in from Wayne. I love this. I love this text because I kind of have a story to share. I think nut meat would have more protein and be healthier than dog food and cheaper as well. So the other night, I'm here at camp. I'm super hungry. It's 11 p.m. Everything is shut. There's no food. I haven't really bought my food yet for camp. I'm so hungry. There was one store open.
It was the dog store.
No. The better books and food here on the Big Camp campus. And they were selling tins of nut meat, and I bought one and I got a spoon, and just that was my dinner. And it was yummy and it felt good.
I like nut meat too.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Look, we're broadcasting from camp, but you know, our breakfast show is about to end. We're about to swap over to some, like, continue on with some amazing Faith
Lawson tomorrow. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? We're going to have Jennifer's Cues live with us in the studio,
not yes. over the phone. Jennifer's Cues. I haven't met her yet.
I am so looking
forward.
I
need to meet her. I feel like she's been a part of my life.
I know. I went down to the tent where she was yesterday, but I just missed her because I couldn't make it to the meeting, but I was hoping to at least catch up with her a little bit. So I was really looking forward to meeting her in person.
But we're going to see her tomorrow. Jennifer Skews, our resident mental health expert, and she will be truly resident. She will be in the premises with us on The Breakfast Show. Show so exciting. Guys, as usual, we come to the end of the show and we'll give you something absolutely for free. And I've got a book here. It's called When Heaven Pauses by Kurt W. Johnson. This is the tagline. God is never too busy to care, to help, or to hear. It's all about how it is that God is wanting to work in your life. And again, this God is always wanting to work in our life. We know this, but let's consider deeply. Wow, what does God want to do for me? 0491-064-669. If you text in the word pause, the first texter through will get this one absolutely for free, When Heaven Pauses by Kurt W. Johnson. 0491-064-669.
And this is it, everyone. Remember to talk faith, live faith, and act faith, and you will grow strong in the love of God. Ciao, we'll see you tomorrow.
God be with you till we meet again. God be with you. Counsel's guide uphold you, with his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Until we meet again at Jesus' feet again. God be with you till we meet again.
Thanks for being a part of the Faith FM family. Join our community on Facebook or get in touch at 1-800-FAITH-FM.